What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J.
Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? What are y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Well, listen, I know that y'all are out there being thorough and definitely wise. And why do I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being thorough and wise, huh? First of all, because God made you that way. Shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Yes. And what's the second reason? Well, I tell you that I know that y'all are out there being extra thorough and extra wise. Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you. So look, there's a third thing that I tell you too. And if you are just coming over to the whole, you know, Just a Touch of J experience, I have to give a shout out to my haters. Now look, what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, y'all. Say it with me. You ready? On three. One, two, three. Hi, haters, cause y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Now, look, if you like, wait a minute, hold on. What the heck is going on? Who's this girl, Jay? You know, this your first time coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience, and you don't know about this whole thing and how I do it. Let me explain to you why I give a shout out to my haters, okay? Haters acknowledgement backwards, all right? God's word says, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. I'm going to anoint your head with oil. Your cup's going to run over, all right? Blessing at the blessing at the blessing at the blessing at the blessing, okay? This big old table, food, think of it like that. Everything that you need, everything that you love, you know, it's all out there, boo, out there in pieces for them, right? And haters, they come over because they like, wait a minute, what's going on? You know, just think about like Thanksgiving or something, or Christmas or Easter, your birthday. You know, all the fixings are out there, all the goodness things, you know. And like the haters, they like this. They just watch it. You know, you eating at the table and stuff. They like, that smell good. You know, what's going on? You know, they intrigued by it. That's what God does sometimes. He uses you as like the bait. You know, he puts you out there in pieces for him. And that's what he doing with me. You know, I'm coming out some stuff I had going on, health issues and things like that. And, you know, and God had to put me out there in pieces for him. You know, so they coming over like, is that my girl over there shining on him? What's going on with J, Jill, V, Ronnie, Just a Touch of J? What's going on? And as they're trying to see what's going on, because they get lured in, right? They get blessed by the message. So what you supposed to say to the naysayers, the disbelievers, the haters, all the people out there just trying to see what's going on is, hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Because if they coming over, they need the work. Trust me. God knows what he's doing. And it's Just a Touch of J, baby. I just had to put that out there in peace for you. Now, look. Have y'all been going over to My Name Is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby? Huh? Y'all been checking it out, man. I'm been dropping a dime on you. Look. Oh, man. So many pieces. All right. Let's start off with my daughter, Iman. She just dropped her whole lip gloss line. Okay? But she put this special one out there. Yeah. Take Me Out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she put that one out there today. Make sure y'all go ahead and check her out. Nami Beauty. She got her own beauty company. Yeah, child. She is officially out there and been out there now for a while. Okay? So she got the body shimmer and all that stuff coming. And like I said, this is Just a Touch of J. I just had to give you those pieces. My son just had a birthday. He turned 27. Oh my gosh, that was like March 27th. So, you know, I'm so proud of him. He's doing his thing. Make sure y'all check him out. Huge, okay, YouTube following. Over, I think he got 100,000 followers. Okay. And like I said, this is Just Touch Jay. That's just some more pieces for you. Then my daughter, Rai Rai. Oh my gosh, shout out to her. You know, she doing her thing too. But she gave me a special message today. And I put it up in my stories. So y'all go ahead, check that out. Gave me a little shout out. Made me feel a little good, you know. And I put them pieces out there for you too. Also, on... My name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram. I've been dropping dimes about my health and inspirational posts and videos and things like that. And I got a lot of pieces coming to y'all. My App Made app of the day. Oh my gosh, my podcast just on one streaming network alone. I'm over like 30 of them. Like 30 of them. One of them just got like 50K. I think like 50K views, or was it 45K? Sorry, plays, not views. And it's Just a Touch of J, baby. It's a lot of pieces that I've just been putting out there for you. So check it out on My Name Is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Okay. Now look, we're going to skid on over to the left, to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond. I got to talk about Megan Love and Beats Kitchen, baby. Oh, my gosh. Have I been making Love and Beats Kitchen? A little something. I've been doing a little something. Mama been eating a little something else. Y'all, so look. Since I got all this stuff going on, most of y'all been following me. You know what's going on. So I'm coming up out of this thing. I'm learning how to eat again. Gotta learn how to eat again. Oh, my gosh. But I'm doing it, okay? So now I'm up to like 9 vegetables. All right, now in January, I was only eating rice. 8 teaspoonfuls of rice just in January. And now I'm up to about 9 vegetables. So I have been doing a little something. So I'm going to show y'all what I have been doing lately. And I'm going to put that on Making Love and Beats Kitchen, just like I just dropped some of my other food on Making Love Beats Kitchen. Yeah, I showed y'all how to do that black bean chocolate mousse. Put the recipe out there, everything on the Just a Touch of J app. Put it out there in pieces for y'all. Let y'all see. And then right before that, you know what I put out there? My peach cornbread pie. Yeah, baby, this is Just a Touch of J. Dropping dimes for you on Making Love Beats Kitchen. Veronica's Guide to Making Love in the Kitchen. The Cookbook of Love on Facebook. All right? So look. Let me skate on over to the next left and talk about Just a Touch of J's Fitness. Have I been working out? Yes. I've been climbing steps and doing what it is that I do. I told y'all, and push-ups. So I have been keeping my word. And I'm also doing a little weight thing too. All right, so bear with me because I'm getting there. Like I said, this is Just a Touch of J. I gotta put it out there in pieces for you. And speaking of my pieces... Oh, y'all, guess what I've been dropping on Just a Touch of J's Fitness? The J's Fit pieces. Yeah, the website is open. You know what the website is? This is Just a Touch of J. Make sure y'all go check out This is Just a Touch of J. Check out all my fitness pieces, all of my waist shaper stuff, my thigh shapers, my band shapers. I told y'all I was going to put it out there for y'all. Told you in pieces, right? Okay, so make sure y'all check out J's Fitness pieces, the J's Fit line, Just a Touch of J's Fit, all of that. And we also got Taylor's Fit that's gonna be coming too. Yeah, you know his fit, because J's Fit is my fit, baby. Y'all, this is Just a Touch of J. I can't wait till y'all get to see that. That's for the guys. We got, you know, TRX bands and a lot of other stuff coming out too. All right, I told you again, this is Just a Touch of J. I gotta put it out there in pieces for you. Can't give you too much, Just a Touch. So look, we're gonna skate on over to What's next? The cannabis line. Now look, y'all can also get the cannabis stuff on there too. All I put on there so far though was just my papers. All right. They call, all you need is just a touch of the J. Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Y'all like it when I do it like that. I made a song to it and everything. Remixed the whole Drake's Laugh Now, Cry Later. Make sure y'all check that out, man. It's a dope song. Got a lot of airplay on the radios and everything. All right. Like I said, this is Just a Touch of J. Make sure y'all check out the Just a Touch of J cannabis papers. Okay. King Slim Magnetic Smooth booklets. Let me know if you want me to ship you boxes wherever. I will send them to you, okay? Because a lot of y'all out there, y'all loving it, all right? Like I said, it's just such a baby. That's just pieces for you. Now, look, the next thing I need to talk about is the Just a Touch of J app, okay? So I told y'all that we revamping that whole thing. You know I'm doing a lot of different things on there. But speaking of the Just a Touch of J app, guess what? The Decharge Podcast Network is up and running. Oh my God. So I kept telling y'all about the Decharge Podcast Network, and I've been giving y'all, you know, just little pieces and stuff there. It's part of the Just a Touch of J app, but it's a whole nother app. Yeah, I got two apps now. Mm-hmm. And this app is going to be all about the Thorough Podcast that I love so much. So if you want to be a part of the Detach Podcast Network, click on, all right, one of my photos, any one of them. On My name is R1976 on Instagram. Anything. You know, Make a Love Beats Kitchen, Just a Touch of J's Fitness on Instagram, or the Detach Podcast Network on Instagram or Facebook. All right. And also, we are Just a Touch of J too. You know, click it on. It's in my link trees and my bios. It's everywhere. Okay. In all the comments and all my stuff. It's just everywhere. Okay. Click it on. Join it. Follow it. Okay. The Jataj, J-A-T-O-J Network. Google it. Like I said, this Just a Touch of J, baby. I just had to put that out there in peace for you. So look, it's one last thing. Okay. One last thing, and that's Beat Break Radio. You know, I always do Beat Break Radio last. I just did the morning show. Have y'all checked it out? Oh my gosh, I dropped it on My name is R1976 on Instagram. Me talking, just a little, like, you know, a little something, put it out there in pieces for you. But we were talking about what Chris Rock said in the 90s, how women don't like good guys. And it was like quite a few of us, you know, we were out there putting out there peace for y'all, giving y'all our views on the whole topic. And it was thorough and it was definitely wise. Okay, so make sure y'all check out those pieces on Beat Break Radio. Also check me out, the 411 Wire. Okay, the hottest entertainment segment out there in the A. All right, ATL. Yes, we doing what it is that we do, that we do, that we do with that. Okay, and I give that to y'all every week. And you know what else? I got something special coming too on the 411 Wire. But you can also check out the Just a Touch of J show. Yeah. Yeah, 12 a.m. midnight. So I keep trying to tell y'all I got some stuff coming to y'all. Lil Love Jones, Lil Love Doctor series, where I'm be giving y'all that goodness about relationships and love. Yeah, it's going to be 12 o'clock. I'm going to give y'all that, you know, them R&B songs that put you in the mood. Like, this is what I do to get you in the mood. Baby, I'll do it all to get you in the mood. And this is what I do. You know, I've been doing all that. Do, 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 do. That Luther. Oh, my gosh. Just, I'm going to be dropping a dime on y'all. This is Just a Touch of J. I just had to put that out there piece for you. So, look, as you can tell, I do sound like I'm a little tired, you know, because I am. I had a day. Oh, my gosh. And I got a story to tell like Biggie. And it's going to go quick. Okay, because I got to drop a dime on somebody. Somebody out there, they need this work. I don't know what's going on. So today is Sunday's word. And the Sunday's word for the day is when. So if you are looking at My name is R1976 on Instagram or the Just a Touch of J, you know, Facebook page or anything like that, or, you know, listen to my other podcast, you would know that I said that we're going to be talking about certain things on Sundays, you know, because I got to really put that information out there for y'all. I got to give y'all the word of the week. Okay, and like I said, this week's word is when. Okay, so I put a post out there today that said, let me make sure I say it right. You know, I don't want to say it wrong. Hold on. Let me get there. All right. Let me see. Where we at? Okay. Why is it that whenever you want to find something, you can't never find it? Seem like it just disappears on you. Here we go. All right, you ready? This is what I put out there. Remember, some people are never going to clap for you. When anyway, okay? This is just such a baby. Let me drop a dime on you. So look. I'm chilling, and I was just sitting up here. You know, I'm always listening to my pastors. To shout to you, Kiara, I had to sit if you listening, okay? Because you never know who's listening to you. He's so thorough. He's so wise. He be listening to stuff, okay? I love my pastor. My pastor's thorough. So I'm sitting up here, and I'm watching him, and you know, he talking about, you know, the man thinking in his heart, so is he. And God been giving me that, like, just crazy. So I'm like, okay, that was like on Our Daily Bread app today. That was on one of my other devotionals. And I'm like, is a man thinking in his heart, so is he. So I'm like, okay, what's the word going to be? Thoughts? What are you trying to bring to me? You know, God, what is it that you want me to tell your people? It's getting late. I'm tired. Tell me what it is that you want me to say to them, right? So Kia, he's on here, he's talking. He's talking about, you know, as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. But he's talking about how other people think about you. He said, that's how you can be. You know? Oh my gosh, I just got to chill, child. This just touched that. I'm gonna put this out there, peace for you. So sometimes, look, what happens is that, you know, we base our, you know, outcomes on how people, you know, think about us and how they feel. Any of y'all out there going through that? Okay, this is what God told me to tell you. Like with me, right? Okay, gotta be transparent. I gotta keep it 100. Okay, I have to. I gotta tell y'all the truth. We can't be out here lying. And it's too many of y'all out here. Too many K's. I can't have my babies out here lost. Remember, I used to tell y'all that it's too many of y'all. No. So look, I start thinking, and you know what happens when I start thinking? Okay. What's this? A man thinking of his heart, so is he? Wait a minute, hold on, what's going on? Okay, so I start thinking about how I used to be and how I used to do things. And I remember, I used to let people's opinion control my actions. Okay, like, you know, perhaps I go to my grandma's house. Hey, grandma, shout out to you, grandma, Longside. She's so thorough and wise. Longside, New Jersey, she is Miss Satterfield, girl. Oh, my gosh. Wait till I put on this podcast, y'all. She going to be telling y'all all type of pieces. But look, I would go in there and I would be like, grandma, I will always cut my hair off. I had real, really long hair. I used to be able to sit on my hair and everything. And I would cut my hair off, right? And I would come in the wintertime with these short haircuts, these mohawks, child, blonde. You know, always tasteful, never ghetto, nothing like that. But, you know, I would do hair shows, models, all that type of stuff. So I would always have a clap, 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 like the nice hair, you know, dudes and stuff. And I would be getting my nails done and stuff. And I come in, I'm like, grandma, you like my hair and nails? And she'd be like, no. So I would go change it. Any of y'all out there do something like that? Like, you know, like you with your spouse or something, and you know, he like, you know, ladies, come on. And he like, you know, I don't really like that on you, so you go ahead, you change it. I mean, look, this is just a touch day. Don't act like y'all ain't out there doing it and you ain't never do it before. Don't try to be like, oh, you know, you know, that ain't me. I don't care if he don't like it or not. Come on now. And he said, you know, baby, I really don't like your hair like that. You know, why don't you try it like this? You might go ahead and switch it up and try something different. You know, we tend to do things like that. Yeah. You know, let's just say, you know, you with your friends and stuff and you chilling. And, you know, you thinking, you like, yeah, you know, I'm going to go ahead and eat this. You know, y'all getting ready to go out or something. You like, you know what? I'm starting my diet thing today. And they like, you know what? You always trying to be healthy and all that. You know, why don't you just go ahead, you know, and indulge with us. Gosh, you like the only one that want to be a vegan all of a sudden now, you know. You might switch on them a little bit. Switch up a little bit. You might be like, you know what? All right, you know, this one last time. You know, I have a drink one more time. You know, I'll eat this beef one more time. Anybody out there doing it? Or perhaps you're in a relationship and you know, you done. You like, I'm done. This is it. I'm so tired. I ain't going through this no more. Fellas, you like, I'm done with this chick. She crazy. I ain't dealing with her no more. And then, you know, she called you up. She like, you know, what's going on? You know, I want to know if you want to come over tonight. You like, you know what? I may need just a touch. Just your touch, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. But look, you know, you might switch up on them a little bit. You know, you might go ahead and do something that you said you wasn't going to do. Because you're allowing, you know, somebody else's opinion, something like that, you know, change your perspective on things. Any of y'all out there go through anything like that? Like, seriously, you know, like you like trying to cook like some food or something for the kids or whatever. And they like, Mom, this is nasty. I don't like that. And look, you try to switch it up. And then you like, you know, well, maybe, you know, maybe I shouldn't do that. You know, because they changed your outlook too. Well, sometimes when we out here and we're winning, people don't like it. Yeah. When we winning in life, they don't like it. It's the same thing. You out here, you shine on them, you dropping dimes on them, boom, 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 everywhere. You know, dropping bombs on them. You know, like flex. Shout out to you, Flex, if you listening. This is just touch it, baby. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for them, okay? But, you know, you out there doing what it is that you do, and people don't like it. You know, like, you nice, and they don't like you being nice. They think you should be mean. And y'all out there going through that? You know, why you got to be happy all the time? Why you got to be nice? So that might change a little bit. You know, you in your winning season. You know, you out here winning, you traveling. I mean, well, you always traveling. You know, so you might not want to travel as much because you don't want nobody to think, you know, things about you. Or you got this new house and this new car, but you don't really want to tell nobody because you worrying about how they going to feel. Listen, I don't know if anybody out there going through that. I know that somebody has to be, okay? But what we can tend to do is we can mess up how we think about ourselves because of how other people feel about us. You know, we always talk about opinions don't matter. I don't care about what they think. But we really do deep down on the inside. So what Keon was basically saying is, he's like, you know, as a man think of in his heart, so is he. If we start thinking about how other people think about us, sometimes that'll hinder us when we're winning. Yeah. That can mess us up. Okay, like with me. Okay, let me put this out there for you. When I first started to cook, okay, I used to deal with, you know, somebody who used to just like laugh and stuff at me, like, you know, I mean, for real, you trying to do this whole cooking thing. But then when I started shining on them, it was a whole different series, you know? It was a whole different type of thing. You know, like when Food Network and everybody was giving me shout outs on Making Love in V's Kitchen, it was, oh yeah, I always knew you could do it. I'm like, no, you was hating on me. But see, what I want to tell you is it bothered me. And it kind of made me, you know, say, daggone, well, do I really got it? It made me second guess myself. And ain't y'all out there going through that? Like, you out there and you winning, and then people are saying certain stuff, and it kind of makes you like second guess yourself. I've been there, I've done it. I'm just saying, it's just a touch of Jay. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. All right. All I want you to know is that, regardless of how anybody feels about you, as a man think of in his heart, so is he. Your thoughts, they control things. I always tell you all this, man. But it's how you think about you and how they think about you that'll change it. So you can't worry about it. You got to win anyway. You got to shine on them because they hate it, baby. You got to put your left foot forward, okay? And then you got to put the right foot right there, right after that one. And you got to keep on going. Like my man Bobby, Bobby Love. Shout out to you, Bobby. Oh my gosh, Bobby Love. Real name Bobby Turner. You know, does stuff for T.I., 50 Cent, everybody. You know, like, he out there. Okay, Omarion, he be putting pieces out there for everybody. Well, anyway, what happened with Bobby is Bobby, you know, got a little messed up. And Bobby went from walking around every day to not being able to walk, really. Yeah, Bobby now has to use, you know, things to help him walk, right? Bobby, he's strong, man. He watches my stories quite often. He's thorough, amazing producer. I got to make sure I tag him in this thing and everything. Bobby, he's thorough. You know, one of the best to ever do it. All type of awards and stuff, you know. But he often shows his progress. He'll show him out there, you know, he's trying to walk. He'll show himself in the studio again, one foot in front of the other. Bobby's out there doing this thing. He's winning regardless of people, if they're clapping or not. All right. Me. I'm in the hotel, right? Y'all don't see me when I'm going up and down the hotel stairs. I'm on the fourth floor. I take the stairs, and as I go up each step, I skip a step and I lift my leg. Sometimes I squat down on the step. Y'all don't see that, but I'm winning anyway. Nobody's around clapping. When I'm out there and I'm walking and I'm tired and I'm a little dizzy, nobody's out there when Bobby might fall, neither. Or if he gets a little unstable while he's trying to learn how to walk again. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you out here, you really putting your best foot forward, but nobody's around. What I'm trying to tell you is, don't worry about that. Don't focus on that. Sometimes we focus on the hole instead of the donut. You know, like a donut, and it has a little hole in it. We so busy looking through the hole at what we don't got, instead of looking at the big old circle and what we do have. Like me. I got a roof over my head. I'm out of my house. It's not making me sick no more. I'm healing. Like Bobby, he's doing his little walking thing, and he's still in the studio. He's still winning me. I'm still recording my podcast, doing what it is that I do, that I do, that I do, baby. Some of y'all are out there. You know, you're going through things in life. Maybe you lost some people through COVID or something like that. But you're still out here. You're still trying to win. You're still trying to do what you got to do. Maybe you're struggling with some type of health issue, but you're still out here doing what it is that you got to do. You know, maybe you lost your job and you got to work like two or three just to make up for the one. But you're still out here and you're doing what it is that you got to do. Keep doing it. Sometimes people don't clap for you. You still have to keep doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do, baby. You got to be out here shining on them for yourself. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You cannot let the opinions of others make you change up on anything. We've all been there at some point in our lives. We've all have changed the game because of somebody's opinion. Listen, people gonna think what they want to think. Half of the time, they don't even know what they're thinking. All they come up with is their own thoughts in their head about you. Okay, don't worry about none of that. You just do what it is that you're supposed to do, because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You can't think how they think about you. You got to keep doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. All right? And this is just a touch of day. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. Keep on going. Don't worry about if anybody's clapping for you. Win anyway. Listen. God sees what you do in private. He rewards you in public. You know, like me, I'm in here and I'm working on what I got to work on. Boom. God's rewarding me in public. 1,000 plays on this. Clothing line is popping. Okay. Make sure y'all check that out. Just to Jay. You know, clothing line. He's blessing me. I already talked to y'all about you reaping what you sowing. That was last week. You gonna reap what you sow. Okay? You have to. So don't worry about nothing. Just keep putting your best foot forward and put it out there in pieces for yourself. Okay? That's all I wanted to tell you. I just wanted to tell you that. Like, don't worry about it. If you out there and you worried about it, like if somebody's clapping for you, like I used to have, let me end this real quick. I had this conversation with somebody one time, right? And they was complaining about how somebody and all these people no longer like their posts on Instagram. Now, look. Or Facebook. Now, when we say that as grown adults, to me, it makes no sense. Like, why are you even worried about somebody liking your stuff or not? But we've all been there. Don't act like you ain't never been there and was like, dang, ain't nobody like it. I only got 10 likes. You want it? I only got 9 likes. So you give yourself that extra 1 to make it 10. You know, you had to do it. You know, this is just a touch day, baby. I like all my own stuff because I'm thrilling. I'm wise. But you know, you feel like, dang, one, I thought that was kind of thrilling. Ain't nobody like it. Well, look, this is what I had to tell him. I said, when you're doing it for yourself, you're seeking the opinions of others. And when you're always seeking the opinion of someone else, that's going to hinder your progress because you're going to be worrying about what everybody think. Why are you even worried about what people think? Be you. Nobody could be you. The world will adjust. It's just a touch of jet. And then I told him, because he's a Christian brother, he's a believer, I said it's for God's glory anyway. If you're doing it for God's glory, why are you so worried about yourself? So look, what I'm telling you is don't worry. If you out there and you're putting it out there in pieces, it's all for God's glory. He's going to use it if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Okay, so you're going to get the claps or whatever later. You know, it's going to come because you're going to reap what you want to sell because you're doing it for the right reason. But in the meantime, between time, don't worry about they like it or not, baby. Me, this is just a touch of Jay. I don't worry about them pieces. Bobby ain't worried about them pieces. You don't need to worry about them pieces. All you need to do is shine bright like a diamond. Okay? Say hi, haters, because I know y'all need this work too. And don't worry about if anybody is clapping for you or not. Win regardless. Okay? Because not everybody is going to like what you do. They're not going to appreciate it. They're not going to care. People have their own lives, but you need to make sure that you are doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. All right? Now look, I'm about it here. All right? Today's word was win. That's what I want you to do all week long. I don't want to hear nothing crazy, okay, coming out of your mouth. And you shouldn't hear nothing crazy coming out of your mouth neither. No, I don't want you to say you can't. I don't want you to speak no negativity over yourself. All I want you to do this week, every day is win. You get a negative thought, think about a positive one. Win. Winning mindset. That's it. Don't worry about if somebody doesn't see it. None of that. I don't care about that. I just want you to win. Win for you. That's what I'm doing. I got to win. My hair fell out. Still got to win. I lost mad weight. I got to eat. I still got to win. I want to make love in V's kitchen. I got to take it one step at a time now because I got to learn how to eat again. I got to win. I want to roll over sometime and don't want to get up. I'm like, dag, I'm living in a hotel. I want to live in my brand new house. But I can't. But I still got to win. You understand? I couldn't walk. But now I can run because I'm focusing on winning and not who's watching me. Okay? Now look, how y'all want me to end this? Okay? Y'all want me to do it like this with my Janet Jackson, my Barry White voice? Y'all want me to keep it gangster because this was like a gangster podcast. You know, I don't think I came to y'all gangster in a while. You know? Sometimes God put it out there in pieces for you like that. Like I was scared to death to eat. Okay, when you've had the reactions like I had, but today, You think I ain't drink that coconut milk after I felt that histamine coming all up? I drank you supposed to drink a half a cup. I drank a whole 8 ounces of that. Felt it and kept it pushing. Took a little something, a little vitamin or whatever. Was like, look, I got to keep it going. I got to get my system straight. All right? So look, I'm going to end it just like this, okay? Because y'all know I could go on or whatever. You all right? I would say it just like this. You ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Just a touch. Okay? I gotta put it out there in pieces for you. Because I'm trying to win. So what's the first thing that I tell y'all before I skate on up out of this thing, huh? What is the first thing that I tell my babies? Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. Okay. Now look, that's what this whole podcast was about, basically. You know, sometimes we let people make us feel like we ain't thorough and wise. I've done it. I've been there. I've switched up because of what people thought. Their opinions used to matter to me. And I know somebody out there going through this. Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise, because when you do, you make yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. And then as a man think of in his heart, so is he. And then you start feeling like you're not thorough and wise. I've been there. I've done that. I used to feel like I wasn't pretty and everything. And I'm gorgeous because of things that people have done. Right? Sometimes people do things to us. And you know, we start focusing on the wrong things, okay? But I'm telling you, you can't. You want to know why? Because you got to shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. Yes, man. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. That's what you got to do. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. I don't know what happened with that ending, y'all, but you get my point. You gotta shine bright like a diamond. Yeah, like Rihanna. You understand? Shine bright like a diamond. Like for real. Shine. And you know how you shine? It's the last thing I tell y'all. You shine by spreading love. You get a love to yourself. The love comes back to you. Okay? Because you reap what you sow. Right? You got to get a love. You got to spread love. Because it's the Brooklyn way. And it's just touch J, baby. I always tell y'all that. I always put that out there in peace for y'all. Give love. It's going to come back to you. Pressed down, shaking together, running over. The same measure that you give is going to be given back to you. Okay? That's Luke. That's in the Bible. Check it out. All right? I think chapter 6, 36, something like that, 27. Don't quote me on it, because this is just such a day, baby. It's late. All right? But check it out. What you put out there, you're going to reap. The love. That's why you cannot be worried about if somebody's clapping for you or the opinion of others. Because as long as you're doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do, baby, and you winning, doing it the right way. You know, you ain't doing no trickery or nothing like that. Okay? You're doing it the right way. You're doing what it is that you're supposed to do. Baby, you ain't got to worry about who don't like it. Oh, yeah. God's going to draw them to you. They're going to be like this secretly trying to figure out what you got going on. Trust me. I know. This is just a touch of J, baby. I'll be putting it all out there in pieces for you. And you want to know why? Because I got a whole bunch of pieces to put out there. Because I'm doing what it is that I'm supposed to do. I ain't worried about nothing. I'm just winning the way God told me to. And that's all you got to do too. And that's all this podcast was about. Don't worry about somebody clapping or not. Be like me. Be like Bobby. Win in private. Okay, because what you doing private and you doing it right, yeah, God gonna put you out there in pieces for him, baby. You ain't got to worry about nothing. All right, so look, you got questions or anything that you want to ask me, I'm gonna be doing some more live videos. All right, I put it out there, okay, for y'all. Call in, text me, email me. Let me know what you want me to talk about. And I'm going to talk about it on my live video. Questions and answers, wherever. I don't care. Whatever it is you want to ask me, whatever topic you want me to discuss, I'm putting it out there in pieces for you, baby. All right, so look, I'm about it here, okay? And I'll be back when I got something else to say. Hey, when I got something else to say. Hey, when I got something else to say. Because it's just a touch of day, baby. I got to put that out there in pieces for you, okay? Now look, listen to the song. I always give y'all them songs, man. And then, you know, I got my prayer for y'all because I got to make sure I give y'all the prayer because y'all need that. All right? I'll be back, like I said, when I got something else to say. I love my babies. Y'all have a blessed week. And remember, win. All right? Bye-bye. Hey, y'all. Did y'all think I forgot to pray for y'all? No. I can never do that. This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you, right? So listen, bow y'all head, close y'all eyes. Let me go ahead and drop a dime on you, okay? Look, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, and I ask for you to please allow your word that I just put out there in pieces for them to be able to resonate inside each and every one of the individuals that heard it. Restore their soul, Lord God. Allow them to see what it is that you're trying to show them through this message. Allow them to see that they have everything that they need on the inside of them and that you'll be there for them, okay? Yo, God's going to be there for you. He loves you, all right? He's going to restore you. He's going to help you. All right? In Jesus' name, I pray. Just don't be afraid. All right? We love you, God. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for just allowing me to go ahead and put your word out there in pieces for them. Just thank you. Restore them. Give them peace and everything that it is that they need, that comfort as they're walking through life. In Jesus' name, I pray. I love you guys. Amen. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of J, baby. Coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on my flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine. It's just a touch of J. Just trying to put it J. Hey, y'all, this is just a touch of J, and I'm coming at you. Making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. J. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on 1 second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. You. All he needs is just a touch of check.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
you. Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of check.
Ladies, y'all hear that? Pieces for you. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Right.
For you.
My baby like it when I do it like that.
Just a touch. pieces for you.
When I do it like that,
pieces for you.
He like it when I'm rubbing on his back. Then I do my feet back.
Pieces for you.
Y'all like it when I do it like that? Y'all better make sure y'all go over to Making Love in B's Kitchen.
It's a food thing.
Oh my gosh. Y'all like it when I do it like that, baby? And my name is ROMI76 on Instagram, baby.
Lady.
All he needs is just a touch of chip.
This is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all hear that?
All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of the J.
And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?
Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. But I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with Just a Touch of J, too. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mm-hmm. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. All right? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
man. This is just a touch of J. Make sure y'all go over and make a Love in V's Kitchen.
Going over and make a Love in V's Kitchen, baby. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mama got some brownies for you, baby. Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just such a show to put it out there in pieces for you.
What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that?
Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over there. Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you.
Mm-hmm.
out here that is called the box. What do y'all know about the box? Don't forget to make sure that y'all go over to Making Love in this Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all scroll around and gravitate. Coming to y'all.